98.1 KZE. Welcome back to the Midday Show. And I have to kind of pinch myself because as long as I can remember loving music, there's been a Glenn Tilbrook in that experience from the very beginning. That's not just platitude, Glenn Tilbrook. That is absolutely the truth. I am, maybe I'm playing it cool, but I'm very, very pleased to meet you. Thank you for doing this.
Well, that's really sweet of you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
I was telling your publicist, who I have a little bit of a social connection to, that back in high school, not long after that band, Squeeze, was still relatively new, but it was like 1980 or something. And my high school girlfriend, she says, "You want to go see Squeeze? We're going to go see Squeeze." And I said, "I don't know who Squeeze is." And I blew it off. And it remains one of the all-time regrets of my life. But I cannot believe it. But the good news is I'm making up for it because, Glenn, you are going to be performing two shows in the general area upstate New York. One is at the Kingston Assembly on Saturday, July 12th at 8 o'clock, and also then on the 22nd in Pawling, New York at Daryl's house.
Yeah, yes, indeed.
Tell me about this new tour, if you...
Well, you know, Daryl plays... I'm out touring with Daryl, but he plays... we do... Let me interrupt myself yet again and say this is the third or fourth of four legs I have with Daryl. And he likes to do, I'm going to say, like two and a half weeks at a time and then off. And he has shows every other day. So sometimes I slot my own gigs in, and both of the gigs that we're talking about are my own shows. So it's been a while since I've done solo gigs. It's really started again this year, and I love having the freedom of not having a set list. That's always the way it works with my solo shows. And also, you know, I get a lot of ideas about stuff that sort of come back to Squeeze in a way. It's like I'm out to pasture and I can mulch until something happens, which doesn't make it sound very exciting, but I think it's a good show.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm going to guess you play songs from the whole career, and then a little bit of the Squeeze, a little bit of Dipper Tilbrook, a little bit of solo, and maybe even a cover. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm doing covers as well. You know, I loved the thing that I did in lockdown was for a while with my family, extended family. I recorded a cover a week, and they're up there on YouTube somewhere.
Oh,
and it
good.
was, it was out of what was a weird time. It was great because we're all in the same bubble. We could go in and do a cover a week. I started out doing them by myself and gradually involved the family, and that became a sort of focal point for our week to, "Well, don't get a voice to us this week," it's sort of vibe, you know. I got a lot of ideas from that. And, you know, anytime you do covers, it really broadens your horizon. You know, I love what Chris and I are capable of doing. I love what we've achieved, but you can always learn something different from playing other people's songs.
Well, it's refreshing to hear that. You did mention as you were playing these songs during the pandemic that you ended up engaging with your family musically, and that will also be happening on these two particular shows, correct?
No, oh, yeah, I've got Leon. Well, Leon's opening up. Leon is 21 now.
Wow, my son is 21 too.
Actually, he might be 22. You know, I've got dad vagueness. However, yes, he's definitely one of those ages. And he's doing an opening set, and then I play. And then we play together at the end. You know, and Leon's been out on the road since with me since he was like seven. He was a cute kid, about 3 foot tall, you know, and he's sort of grown into it. So he's been on stage all of his life, and he's good, and he's very different to me. Yeah, there are some bits that are the same. For instance, a genetic thing is that we both bend our left legs upwards at a certain point where we're reaching high notes. Who would have thought that that would be a genetic thing? Yet it is.
Funny how things manifest.
I know.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Well, I got a 21-year-old too, but I don't. I'll have to check about his leg. But there are these bizarre, seemingly random genetic of things like that. You're right. But you have like four boys, right? So I don't want people to think because you weren't 100% certain of his age that you're a bad father by any stretch. You've
No,
got
look.
four. It's a lot to remember.
Yeah, I forget all sorts of things, but fortunately, not how to play and sing. In
And they all
fact,
turned out to be musicians.
they are all musicians. Some professionally, others not. It's quite a journey.
Unbelievable. I'm talking to Glenn Tilbrook, who is one of the great pop musicians of, I think, of our time. He's got two local gigs coming up. One is on Saturday, July 12th at 8 o'clock at the Kingston Assembly, and the other one is on July 22nd at 7 p.m. at Darrell's house. Both are outstanding venues. I plan to be at both of those, making up for that high school mistake.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'll be there. Is it true, or is it, I know that not all the information out there on the interwebs is always accurate, but I did read something to the effect that there might be new Squeeze music next year.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We have recorded two albums, and the reason for this will become apparent when I explain why we did two albums. We wanted to do an album of songs that Chris and I wrote when we first met in 1974, a set of songs called Trixies. It was about a fictitious nightclub set in what was the future of the 1980s. It was a set of songs that, we hoped to record at the time, but it took us another 3 years to get signed, by which time we'd written loads and loads more songs. So we just sort of forgot about all that. But we came back to it. It's a really strong set of songs, and I'm really proud of it. And in fact, they're being mixed now.
Oh,
Bob
wow.
Clearmountain's mixing them in
Bob
LA.
Clearmountain.
Yeah, it just sounds absolutely amazing. I'm so proud of the little people that Chris and I were that we wrote these songs. When we met, we really hit the ground running. I'd never met anyone who wrote songs before. Chris was writing songs. I was writing far fewer songs. And when we got together, it was like a switch was thrown, and we just started writing every day. We had very little else to do, I have to say. So for 3 years, we had, I think, two shows. That's all we could get. And then we started getting pub gigs. But all the time we were writing, working and writing, The whole basis of what we do is founded on those 3 years, because we managed to forge a really strong identity for our songs. And I think Trixies displays that. But here's the reason why we did two albums. I think that it's great for us to show what we could do 50 years ago. I think it's also really important to show what we can do now. So simultaneously, we recorded an album of new songs, and I'm so excited. And originally it was going to be a whole thing, but that's a lot to digest, so we're releasing them separately. But the new songs are so exciting. I know everyone says that, but these are
That's great.
just moving forward. We are really strong, the strongest we've ever been, it feels like to me.
And then I'm assuming you're gonna have to go out and promote the album, right, you guys?
Yeah, well, that doesn't sound like a chore to me. I love doing it. We just I came over a few days ago from the UK, and we did two shows last weekend. And Squeeze, we just I'm not going to be modest. We are magnificent. We're great. We're absolutely fantastic. And I think we're the best we've ever been. I think we're the
That's
best we've
amazing.
been since the early days. And what tells me that it's right is the way audiences are going absolutely mad at us now. It's so weird. We've had our down times, and you can do that. People still come, but they don't go crazy like they're going now. So
Wow, and they're bringing
we
their
must be,
kids.
and they're bringing their kids, and the kids are going crazy too. So
That's great.
who'd have thought that? I wouldn't have thought that. I was happy where we were. You wish for more, but it was fine. And then suddenly it seems like we're getting somewhere else now.
Thank you, Glenn Tilbrook, for coming on the Midday Show. This has been such a treat, and it's great to connect with you and get to know a little bit of it more about you. Well, I know I'll come see you at these two shows, and then hopefully squeeze.
Say hello, please.
Sure, I would love to.
Yeah,
and squeeze 2026.
It'll be great.
People are going to go crazy.
Yeah, right. Let's hope that still is the case. I'm sure it will be.
Me too. Me too. All right. Well, enjoy your day, and I hope to see you at one of those shows. All right.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. 98.1 KZE.